Which is what is needed to form the latest plans and programs. We tried to catch up, but reduce the essence of the presentation, which covered from being on page 4. It covered school sports as well at the bottom half of that page. You go to page 5, there's a portion there of the Eastern Cape Sports Confederation and what the department has presented. You go to page 6.
Oh, that's all good. Another one,
center. On page 5, I think there's some typos there on the second sentence that since the Confederation was established in 2009, the Confederation reported that they did not always agree with a provincial department how to settle problems. I think there's an on now from the department how, and also just agree with the department, with the provincial department. You should check the prefix there before the provincial comes.
Are you saying the last paragraph?
I think it's starting from the bottom is the first one now. The central purpose of the Confederation was established in 2009.
Yeah.
And the one that followed is
clear. Yeah. Page 6. This is a summary of the presentation by Dale College, because they made a separate presentation on the day. That check everything. We have that check, and you have to be looking for the full content. And that way, proceed then to the meeting of the important promoters in East London. What we capture there is the substance of the message conference, and not everything, because there was a separate submission that was made by the promoters. So we tried to catch the essence of what the concerns were in those two paragraphs. Page 7. This was a visit to the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro Municipality. Around facilities for programs, areas of support. And the challenge is all of them were captured or were presented on the presentation on the slides that they have submitted. And then there was a separate input by Falga. Presentation and concerns for meeting with the sports club as well, if you go there. And so we try to summarize all concerns around each and every sporting coach that raised the concern. On page 8, on page 9, page 10, now that visit ended with that meeting with the club going into counter problem, and the same approach, the departmental presentation, about financial education, the Confederation as well, the academic program, page 11, school sports program, to the bottom part of that page 11, going to page 12. Page page 14. In the fragment, and the very last part of that page 14 is a visit to Rosina Sibani High School, the fourth focal school. Going to page 15. And the second, the bottom half of that page 15 is a visit to the Ekurhuleni Municipality. Page 16 covers quite a number of issues because that was a municipality where the presentation did not match expectations of the brief that was given. The Sports Academy, bottom up of page 16. From the municipality, we moved here to the academy at the stadium in Denison. And then it covers all the other areas on page 17. At the end of page 17, you see now there are findings. Now, these findings would have been then based on the concerns that members, the observation of members, and the concerns would have been raised. So I'd like from page 17 that we take a bit more time to look at each and every one of those concerns. If you move to page 18. So the concerns first raised are in relation to the Eastern Cape Department. So we'll go through them one by one. If there's anything that the members would want to pick up from those concerns, the findings. Inconsistent, there is no consistency in the availability and quality of data and statistics on public participation trends and facilities and expenditure. To the 3.1, if you're done with the desktop on page 18, findings in the Eastern Cape. Findings in Dale College. On page 18.